by the way, yes, old Freddy, boy, you know something? I sure been want to see you a long time. You know why?
Why, boy?
I want to hear you play them old blues like you can play down home, you know. And when I was way down to Luke this morning, boy, I heard your guitar just a-ringing, and I know that was you, because nobody else can play them blues like you, Freddy. Now listen, I want to hear some more of them. Play them for me, Freddy, please.
Yeah, boy, I'm ready to play them for you. Listen to my story now, please. Listen to my song. Can't you imagine how I feel now? How much in my real milk I'll go? She's a full blood dismal. Tell you boys the way I know. Yeah, she's a full blood dismal. Tell you boys the way I know. People get screaming for my milk car. Don't care where my dizzy go. I've been on 35. Listen, boys, I've been on 39. I've been on 35. Listen, boys, I've been on 39. I ran the whole south side down trying to find this real new car of mine.
Hello out there in Radio Land. You were about to commence Baltimore's Obscure Music Hour. It's 10 a.m. out here in beautiful Glenorm, Maryland. And this is BTA Sounds Radio. Take it, Mr. Freddy.
People just screaming for my milk car. Don't care where my milk car goes. Then my bed seems lonely. My pillow now it sure won't do. Then my bed is lonesome. My pillow, baby, sure won't do. I wake up hours at midnight. I really have those milk on me.
You're tuned to a very special episode of BTA Sounds Radio right now. I'm your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone. This is episode number 55, where we explore the roots of the legendary Robert Johnson.
Can't you look in my face now, Brian, and tell him got those milk on me. Listen high, sugar, listen high, high, high. Listen high, sugar, listen high, high, high. Can't you imagine how I feel now? I'm sure my real milk comes
by. My name is Jeff Scone to the Bone, and you're tuned to BTA Sounds Radio, Baltimore's obscure music podcast. We are coming to you from the new location here in beautiful Glenorm, Maryland. This is a special episode where I want to explore the roots of the great Robert Johnson, who is considered by many to be the greatest Delta blues performer of all time. That, of course, is debatable, and maybe I'll talk a little bit about that debate. I'm not sure. Well, the reason that I'm putting this episode together is it's to commemorate and explore the release of the brand new biography of Robert Johnson entitled Up Jump the Devil, which is combined research of Bruce Conforth and blues researcher Gail Dean Wardlow. They are both blues researchers that started researching the life and music of Robert Johnson many, many years ago. Gail Dean Wardlow, as you know, has done the most extensive research on the Delta blues pretty much almost of anybody, and he began his quest to find knowledge about Robert Johnson in 1962, and Bruce Conforth did the same in around 1968, and this book is now just now being released in 2019. This is their research going all the way back to the 60s, extensive interviews with people who actually knew Robert Johnson, and this book has finally come out to correct the story and dispel all of the exaggerations and myths surrounding the life of Robert Johnson. So I'm not going to talk too much about the contents of this book because you just got to get it. I basically just started reading it, and my mind is already being blown by the amount of facts that are coming out. And these guys are thoroughly credible. Not one mention of selling the soul to the devil or any of that nonsense, yet it's all based in actual research and documents found, public records found in Mississippi relating to Robert Johnson's parents and stepfathers and all that kind of stuff. So it's very scholarly, it's very scientific almost, but for a blues nerd like me who is sick of the stupid bullshit, it's so great to finally read this book. One of the biggest sort of mysteries in the research of Robert Johnson is the untold facts that were found by researcher Mac McCormick, who passed away a few years ago, who never was able to publish his research. And some of that is included here because it was shared by Mac McCormick to Gail Dean Wardlow and Bruce Conforth at some point. What I'm going to do on this part one tribute to the roots of Robert Johnson is explore musicians and styles and actual specific records that influence his playing and his songwriting. While he was a very original artist, almost everything that he did was drawn from a previous source, either somebody he knew personally, such as the case of mentors like Charlie Patton, Willie Brown, Son House. Skip James, however, was a big influence on him, and I will get to some tracks of Skip James that you will note. You can hear the direct influence of those onto Robert Johnson. So what you were just listening to, I included a track by this man, Mr. Freddie Spruill, because he's considered to be the earliest Delta blues musician to ever have recorded. And I don't know if it was the first track that he cut, but it's one of the earliest tracks that he cut, which was Milk Cow Blues, which became a Delta standard and a standard of other regional blues musicians, especially Robert Johnson, because he incorporated the theme of Milk Cow Blues into a lot of his work. The influence of Kokomo Arnold, who was from Georgia, in fact, not Mississippi. Robert Johnson, as well, we will get to, you can see that his influences came from whatever. He was not limited in his influences. What I'm playing is mostly the blues influences on his work. He also played pop tunes and Western, and he could play basically anything he heard. And the story goes that he could hear something one time and get it in his head and be able to play it immediately as soon as he got his hands on a guitar. So he was a songster and much more than just a blues man. That is a very limited picture of this guy. Of course, obviously not that much was known up until this book is coming out. This is going to really, I think, blow some minds right here. It's definitely blowing minds so far. But anyway, so that was Mr. Freddie Spruill from 1926 doing Milk Cow Blues, considered to be the earliest Delta blues recording. But we're going to get in sort of chronological order into songs and artists that directly influenced the catalog of recorded songs by Robert Johnson. So up next, we will hear a track also from around the same time, 26, 27, maybe a little bit later than that, by Blind Blake, notable East Coast Piedmont ragtime style musician. But he was also extremely versatile and played and was influenced by many different people and, you know, became a big recording sensation for Paramount in the mid and late 20s. So let's hear the track Georgia Bound by Blind Blake. Well, we'll play a block of tracks and their influence on Robert Johnson, and I'll get to that after this. So here's Georgia Bound by Blind Blake right here on BTA Sounds Radio.
Packing up my duffel, gonna leave this town. Packing up my duffel, gonna leave this town. And I'm gonna hustle to catch that train southbound. Got the Georgia blues for the plowing hoe. I got the Georgia blues for the plowing hoe. Walked out my shoes over this ice and snow. Thank you. up the fiddle, just a cat and bow. Tune up the fiddle, just a cat and bow. Put on the griddle and open the cabin door. South is on my mind, my blues won't go away. Potatoes in the ashes, possum in the stove. Potatoes in the ashes, possum on the stove. You can have the hash, but please leave me the clothes. Chicken on the roof, babe, one of us on the vine. Chicken on the roof, babe, watermelon on the vine. I'll be glad to get back to that Georgia gal of mine.
Storming on the sea, we're miles and miles from shore. It's raining and storming on the sea, we're miles and miles from shore. The way the waves is rocking this ship, we won't see home no more. The wind is so strong, turning this old ship round and round. This wave is so strong, turning this old ship round and round. Something tells me won't be long before we're sinking down. The captain say, get your lifesavers, fasten them around your waist. Captain say, get your lifesavers, and fasten them around your waist. Because we're sinking down, and the lifeboat is your safety. And we floated all night long in the storm, lost miles and miles from shore. And the water was freezing, and the rain began to pour. I say, girls and boys, let's pray, 'cause we won't see home no more. Sam's ship was coming, painted in red, white, and blue. Uncle Sam's ship was coming, painted in red, white, and blue. We say we live in New York City, red and white, blue brought us all the way through.
tumbling, I cried the whole night long. And I rolling, I tumbling, I cried the whole night long. And I rolled this morning, mama, and I didn't know right from wrong. Wake up and find your door roller gone. Did you ever wake up and find your door roller gone? And you wring your hands, you cry the whole day long. And I told my woman, Lord, before I left the town, told my woman just before I left the town, don't she let nobody tear a bell house down. Lord, and I walked away. And I folded my arms and I slowly walked away. Said, that's all right, sweet mama, your trouble gonna come someday.
TA Sounds Radio, and you're listening to episode number 55, our exploration of the roots and influences of the legendary Robert Johnson. I was playing some tracks, and what you just heard was the earliest recorded version of Roll and Tumble Blues by Hambone Willie Newburn from 1929 on OK Records. He cut a few records in the late 20s, or basically just one session in 1929. He was from Brownsville, Tennessee, and was a direct influence on Sleepy John Estes, another long-time blues legend who had a long career spanning from the 20s all the way through the 70s. Before that, you heard Lonnie Johnson from 1927 doing the Lifesaver Blues, sort of the beginning of Lonnie Johnson's also long career. He had sort of a more modernized, urbane, jazz-influenced blues sound that directly influenced the tastes of Robert Johnson. Two tracks by Robert Johnson basically sound exactly like Lifesaver Blues, which was, I think it's Malted Milk and Drunken Hearted Man. Basically, just he lifted the style, singing and guitar, directly from Lonnie Johnson on that. Before that, you heard from 1927 Georgia Bound by Blind Blake on Paramount Records. The melody for that, Robert Johnson lifted basically directly to make From 4 Till 8. It's almost exactly the same. Our intro track was Mr. Freddie Sproul, Milk Cow Blues from 1926. It was considered to be the very first example of Delta Blues recorded commercially, that is. So now we're going to get to the men that directly influenced Robert Johnson in person. Guitar and vocal stylings of the great Delta Blues masters Charlie Patton, Willie Brown, and Son House. Of course, Stenhouse is known as his most important mentor, and Willie Brown he mentions directly by name in the Crossroad Blues as his friend boy. Willie Brown and Charlie Patton was the musical partner of all of them. He absolutely was the most famous member of that trio, having a pretty extensive recording career for Paramount Records, and just known all over the South as a top-notch entertainer and blues musician. Also a songster, played many different styles, not just the blues. Up first, we'll hear Charlie Patton with Willie Brown on the second guitar from the famous 1930 Grafton, Wisconsin Paramount Sessions that featured Charlie Patton, Willie Brown, Stenhouse, the Delta Big Four, and Louise Johnson. But this is a guitar duet right here of Charlie Patton and Willie Brown doing the song Some Summer Day, which was one of the last Patton records to be discovered. And you'll hear that is the same melody as the Mississippi Sheiks' Sitting on Top of the World, which became a blues and also pop standard. Charlie Patton redid it as Some Summer Day and played it with a slide, which should be noted is almost the same way that Come On In My Kitchen is played. I would say that perhaps this version of this song might have even been a bigger influence on Robert Johnson than the original. Sorry for all the rambling, but it's blues nerd time. I am going out of my goddamn mind, and I'm super excited to read this book. So let's hear Charlie Patton with Willie Brown on the second guitar from 1930 doing Some Summer Day Part 1 right here on BTA Sounds Radio.
Thank you. my future, I can't tell my past. Lord, it seems like every minute sure gonna be my last. A minute seems like hours, and hours seems like days. And it seems like hours seems like days. And it seems like my woman ought to stop a low-down way. But I will not love now, she 5 feet from the ground. I said, won't I love now from the ground. Easy tailor made, and ain't no hand me down. Lord, and I got a woman now, Lord, and she lightning when she lightning when she lightning while I'm with her. I'm got a woman now, and she lightning when she smiles. 5 feet and 4 inches, and she's just good hugging size. Oh, I know you see that picture now, Lord. Up on your mother, up on your mother. Mother shelf, I know you see that picture now. Up on your mother's shelf. Well, you know about that, I'm getting tired of sleeping by myself. In a deep for Texas, I'm in a deep for Tennessee. In a deep for Texas, I'm in a deep for Tennessee. God bless that woman.
Good morning.
are listening to BTA Sounds Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone, episode number 55, where we explore the roots and influences on the legendary bluesman Robert Johnson. And what you were just listening to was taken from a recording session that occurred in 1930 in Grafton, Wisconsin for Paramount Records, considered to be one of the greatest Delta Blues recording sessions of all time. That was Sun House, featuring either Charlie Patton or Willie Brown backing him up on the second guitar. It was a test pressing that ended up being titled Walkin' Blues, because that's what it resembled the most in his catalog. Truly one-of-a-kind, intense performance right there from the great Sun House, who was Robert Johnson's most influential mentor, aside from a man that you will learn about in this new book, Up Jumped the Devil by Bruce Comforth and Gail Dean Wardlow. The man's name was Ike Zimmerman, who was considered to be the other most important musical mentor to Robert Johnson, and a man from Mississippi, but never made any recordings. But anyway, so that was Sun House featuring Willie Brown on second guitar, potentially, the Walkin' Blues. And before that, you heard Future Blues by Willie Brown, also friend and mentor of the young Robert Johnson before he became a recording artist. He hung around these three men probably the most, which is Charlie Patton, Willie Brown, and Sun House. Willie Brown doing the Future Blues is one of two known solo performances recorded for Paramount in 1930 by Willie Brown. The other ones were never found. And then the only other solo performance we have from Willie Brown is one track recorded for the Library of Congress in 1941 of him doing Make Me Down a Pallet on the Floor. There are a few others of him backing other people up, because that was what he was most known for, was being a second guitarist behind other people. He was not known for being a prominent lead singer or guitar player. That wasn't his forte, but he was a great singer, so it was documented that he was self-conscious about it, so he preferred to back people up. So before that, you heard Charlie Patton with Willie Brown on the second guitar doing Some Summer Day Part 1. That melody influenced Robert Johnson's Come On In My Kitchen later on, but the root melody of all of those songs is Sitting On Top of the World. So all of those songs were recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin in 1930 for Paramount Records. And I'm going to get to one more cut from Sun House from that same session, which is Preachin' the Blues, a song that directly influenced Robert Johnson's Preachin' Blues, a.k.a. Up Jump the Devil. So we'll get to that right now, and then we'll get to some tracks by another big influence on him, which was Skip James. And it's not known whether Robert and Skip actually interacted together. I don't think they did. He was influenced by his recordings nonetheless, and the Bentonia style of blues from Bentonia, Mississippi. But first, let's get to Sun House from 1930. This is Preachin' the Blues Part 1, right here on BTA Sounds Radio.
I'm gonna be a Baptist preacher, and I sure won't have no one. Oh, I'm gonna preach it too now, and I want everybody to shout. I'm gonna roll my time on up. Oh, in my room, I bow down to pray. Oh, I'm in my room, I bow down to pray. Daddy Blue comes along and it blows my buried way. No! set me free.
Thank you. nothing but the devil changed my baby mind. Nothing but the devil changed my baby mind. I lived down last night, lived down last night, I lived down last night, such a tin worry. Mine got to rambling like a wild geese from the west, from the west. Yeah, woman I love, woman that I love, woman I love, stood up for my best friend. But he got lucky, don't turn back again. And he got lucky, don't turn back again.
Five cents for my baby, and she don't come. Five cents for my baby, and she don't come. All the doctors in Wisconsin, they won't help her no. And if she keeps on ruling, and gets what she don't want to, my baby gets on ruling, and she don't want to. I'll take my 30 to 20, I'll cut a half in two. You're talking about your 44-40, but it'll do very well. Talking about your 44-40, it'll do very well. But my 22-20, Lord, is a point in here. I study special, but it's most to life. I that study special, but it's most to life. But my 22-20 makes it count all right. Ah, she gets on ruling, back she don't want to. She gets on ruling, and she don't want to. I take my 22-20, I cut her head in two. Take my rest. I can't take my rest. And my 40 toes laying up and down my bed.
You're tuned to BTA Sounds Radio. I am your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone. and this is episode number 55, where we explore the roots and influences on the great Robert Johnson. And it is to commemorate the release of this new biography of his life entitled Up Jump the Devil, The Real Life of Robert Johnson by Bruce Conforth and Gail Dean Wardlow, two renowned blues researchers that have been at it for a very long time. And I just wanted to explore some of the influences on his playing and song styling, which we're going to get to a good chunk of them today. So what you were just listening to was Skip James from Bentonia, Mississippi, and his first recording session in 1931 for Paramount Records. At the end of Paramount Records, the Depression had sort of crushed the blues music industry into almost nothing, and Paramount was making some last-ditch efforts to try and have some hit artists, and it didn't work out at all, because Skip James' music did not have a very far reach. Those recordings are few and far between that survived. He did record somewhere around 18 tracks, and somehow the recordings made it into the collection of Robert Johnson, because the only way that we think that he could have learned some of these songs and adapted some of them, it's not proven that they ever interacted together. Of course, it could have happened, but the track you just heard was 2220 Blues, which Robert Johnson turned into his own 3220 Blues. He lifted the lyrics verse by verse exactly from this version of this song, which is known to have been a song that was improvised in the studio by Skip James, because the engineer wanted a song that had a reference to a gun, because 44 Blues was super popular at the time and they were trying to get a hit. So he made up the number 2220. It's not even a real gun number, is what I've heard. And then Robert Johnson changed it to 3220, several years later during his recording sessions. He even mentions Wisconsin in the lyrics of 3220, which is exactly what Skip James did, because he was in Wisconsin when he made this song up. So that's how you know he sort of lifted the lyrics exactly from the way Skip James originally performed them. And then at first you heard Devil Got My Woman by Skip James from that same session, probably known as his most known song. He influenced local artists also, like Johnny Temple, who in turn influenced Robert Johnson's guitar playing, and we'll get to that in a little bit. So Devil Got My Woman by Skip James was the first track that you heard, which is a direct influence on the song Hellhound on My Trail that Robert Johnson recorded in his last session in 1937 in San Antonio, Texas, for the Vocalion record label. All of his known recordings were released on Vocalion and then a few other small subsidiary labels. And they go for massive amounts of money online and to collectors now, thousands and thousands of dollars. And if you ever want to see some really incredible original Robert Johnson memorabilia, go hang out with Joe Bassard, the record collector in Frederick, Maryland, because he has original test pressings of Robert Johnson. He sold off all of his other records in the last few years to have some money to leave behind for his family, is sort of how he explained it, because he's getting old. He knows he doesn't have that much time left, but he still got those Robert Johnson test pressings. So now we're going to get to some of the more artists that were sort of modernizing the country blues sound in the 30s that were a direct influence on Robert Johnson's evolving, urbane sort of guitar style. The first of those we're going to play is Kokomo Arnold. He was actually from Georgia. You know, he has a very country style, but you can tell that he was an innovator, and a lot of people copied his vocal style and covered a lot of his songs. And, of course, some of these, of course, are traditional, but like the Milk Cow Blues, which I played the earliest version at the beginning by Freddie Sproul from 1926. But this is probably the version of this song that I guess sparked, you know, it to be a classic song, I guess. So let's hear Kokomo Arnold doing the Milk Cow Blues right now from 1934, I believe. I'm going to have to maybe double check on that, but it's somewhere around that time. So here's Kokomo Arnold doing Milk Cow Blues right now on BTA Sounds Radio.
Darling, good morning. I said, blues, how do you do? Darling, good morning. I said, blues, how do you do? Doing mighty well this morning. Can't get along with you. How can I do right, baby, when you won't do right yourself? How can I do right, baby, when you won't do right yourself? Lord, if my good gal quits me, well, I don't want nobody else. Now you can read out your hymn book, preach out your Bible, fall down on your knees and pray. The good Lord will help you, cause you gon' need my help someday. Mama, if you can't quit your sinning, please quit your low-down ways. Says I woke up this morning and I looked out those. Says I knowed my mammy's milk cow pretty. Mama, Lord, but I wish you load. Lord, if you see my milk cow pretty, I said, please drive her home. Says I ain't had no milk and butter, mama. Lord, since my cow been gone. Says my blues fell this morning and my love come falling down. Says my blues fell this morning and my love come falling down. Says I be a low-down dog, mama, but please don't dog me around. Takes a rocking chair to rock, mama, a rubber ball to roll. Takes a little tease and brown putty, mama, just to pacify my soul. Lord, I don't feel welcome, please, no place I go. All the little woman I love, mama, have done drove me from a door.
Well, well, Mama, there is some rainy day. Say, by say, it's some rainy day. Well, well, now you're gonna be sorry. Babe, now you want to work. Why, well, so the rule. Mama, now did the butter tree. I said, now when the sun grows, just a butter tree. Well, now I went to the police station, asked them, I don't give me my little girl, please. Now, 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 your days are lonesome. Mommy, your nights are dreadful long. Who crying? Can't run me down. Babe, now your nights are dreadful long. So many lonesome days, well, babe, since I've been gone. Well, no, I mean, I say, honey, now you're married Sunday. next day is Christmas Eve. Why, well, have I got any present, Mama, babe, on your little Christmas tree? Baby, now, when are you gonna give me? Mama, now, don't you promise me load of kind. No, never mean it. Mama, now, don't you promise me? Why, well, you know, I don't see why, baby, now you so hard on me.
Mama, when the sun goes down in the evening, baby, when the sun goes down, well, ain't it lonesome, babe, when your love is not around, when the sun goes down. Last night I laid asleeping, I was thinking to myself, last night I lay to sleeping, I was thinking to myself, well, wondering and thinking why the one that you love will mistreat you for someone else when the sun goes down. The sun rises in the east, and it sets up in the west. The sun rises in the east, Mama, and it sets in the west. Well, it's hard to tell, hard to tell, which one will treat you the best when the sun goes down. Goodbye, old sweethearts and pals. Yes, I'm going away, but I may be back to see you again some rainy day. Well, in the evening, babe, when the sun goes down, when the sun.
Papa's going to Kokomo. Baby, where you been so long? Baby, where you been so long? I can tell Mama there's something going on wrong. Baby, you don't know, you don't know. Baby, you don't know, you don't know. was already going back to Coquimbo. And me and my baby had a falling out last night. And me and my baby had a falling out last night. Somehow or another, my baby won't treat me right. Baby, what's the matter now? Baby, what's the matter now? Gonna quit you, daddy, baby, but you don't know how. And I'll sing that verse, baby, I can't sing no more. I'll sing this verse, baby, I can't sing no more. My train is ready, and I'm going to Coquimbo.
You are tuned to BTA Sounds Radio, and I am your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone. This is episode number 55, and it is our exploration of the roots of the legendary Robert Johnson, the mysterious Delta blues musician who had a short recording career, died at the age of 27, and all sorts of myths and falsifications have been surrounding him and his life. The reason I chose this topic is because the release of this biography of Robert Johnson that just came out, it's a long-awaited book called Up Jump the Devil, The Real Life of Robert Johnson by Bruce Conforth and Gail Dean Wardlow, two men that have been researching the life of Robert Johnson since the 60s. And I just wanted to sort of show how Robert Johnson was influenced by a lot of music that was out and commercially recorded at the time during the 30s, and also the people that directly influenced him in his region in the Mississippi Delta. He sort of is the pioneer of taking the old sort of more archaic country blues sounds and combining them with some modern, more urbane sounding things to create an evolved form of country blues into the city blues, which then became what is known later on as the Chicago blues, because it directly influenced artists Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, and the like, which is probably what I'll get to in part two, is the people that Robert Johnson influenced after his death, or the recordings that took place after his death of people that he influenced, such as people I just named. Most specifically, Muddy Waters was a direct influence, also because they had the same mentor, Son House. And what you just heard from 31, you just heard Scrapper Blackwell doing the Kokomo Blues, the track that influenced Robert Johnson's version of Sweet Home Chicago. And before that, you heard pianist Leroy Carr, accompanied by Scrapper Blackwell on the guitar. They were musical partners. And the track was When the Sun Goes Down, which is the melody was basically directly lifted by Robert Johnson to make the song Love in Vain. He was basically a sponge and soaked up everything he heard and sort of recreated it to be his own. And then before that, you heard Petey Wheatstraw doing Police Station Blues. And you can hear a direct sort of vocal influence on Robert Johnson from Petey Wheatstraw, who was recorded extensively in the 1930s. And he was from St. Louis, I believe, and he was known as the Devil's Son-in-Law. Some of the devil myths that later got applied to Robert Johnson started with people like Petey Wheatstraw. So I'm just going to play one final track by a Mississippi Delta blues musician named Johnny Temple, whose guitar playing directly influenced Robert Johnson. And he, a lot of people thought Robert Johnson invented the bass boogie beat on the low strings of the guitar with the thumb, but it was Johnny Temple who played it first in this early recorded version of the Lead Pencil Blues by Johnny Temple from 1935. So we're going to go out on that. So this has been our episode in tribute to the roots and influences of Robert Johnson. And my name is Jeff Scone to the Bone, and this is BTA Sounds Radio. And if you like what you heard, you can send us requests, complaints, or questions, or anything to btasoundsradio@gmail.com. You can continue to listen to us at soundcloud.com/btasoundsradio or btasoundsradio.podomatic.com. Also available at iTunes, Google Podcasts. And let's take it out right now with The Lead Pencil Blues by Johnny Temple, because you never know what you're going to hear. Stay tuned.
Lord have mercy. I want to write a letter so bad I don't know what to do. Down last night, couldn't eat a bite. The woman I love don't treat me right. Lay it in my pencil, baby, it's done gone bad. And it's the worst old feeling, baby, that I've ever had. I woke up this morning, my baby says she's mighty mad, 'cause the lead in my pencil, it's done gone bad. Lead in my pencil, baby, it's done gone bad. And that's the worst old feeling that I've ever had. My baby told me this morning she's feeling mighty blue. Lead in my pencil just wouldn't do. And she said, been ready all night. Lead in your pencil, daddy, just won't write. Lead in my pencil, baby, just won't write. And it's the worst old feeling, baby, that I've ever had. Baby said she gonna quit me. I tell you for this reason why. Lay it in my pencil, gone bye-bye. Lay it down last night, couldn't help but cry. Wanted to write so bad, I was about to die. Lay it in my pencil, baby, it's done gone bad. And it's the worst old feeling, baby, that I ever had.